put your house on it. Let it sink.
Mr. Hicken, how are you?
You live in a dome.
Yeah, right.
I have a quick item. It's a ground lease with Frank Martin for what we call Lot C6 at the airport. Frank owns a small white tee hanger. As you're driving into the airport, it's on the right-hand side, just inside the fence. 2 years ago, we were going to have that hanger torn down and redevelop that area. That plan has kind of all fallen through, and it's sat empty pretty much for the last year and a half. Frank came to me not too long ago, and he liked the opportunity, since we're not going to use the property, to keep the hanger there and rent it out to somebody else with an airplane. Frank owns an airplane right now that doesn't fit in the hangar, and he actually rents one of our T-hanger spaces from us. So what I'm proposing is a month-to-month lease with 30 days notice from either side that we can cancel. Proposing a $75 a month rent. That seems like kind of a pittance out there, but we're basically renting him the area around this small hangar. And the rental rate is the same as we would charge anybody else right now. It's 38 cents a square foot. And in fact, we had to increase the size of the lot around the hangar just to get it up to the $75. But that's a reasonable amount of rent. Like I said, very comparable to what everybody else is paying or would pay that up there. It's less than 6/100ths of an acre. It's a very, very tiny lot. We'd structure the lease so that it can only be used for commercial aircraft storage facility, no storage of non-aviation related materials or equipment. He'll pay all the utilities, which is just electric. And we've tailored the insurance part of this because it's kind of a unique little hangar. We tailored it for one airplane of the size and value that would fit in that.
All right, let's see if there's any questions first before we read the motion. Does council have any comments?
This is a direct lease with him and not a sub. He's not subletting.
Right, it's direct with him.
Okay.
Right there on the right, you can go in, right?
Do we own the building or he owns the building?
He owns the building. It sits on the old part of the ramp out there, the concrete ramp.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Vincent?
Did I understand you just to say that he owns a plane that won't fit in the hangar?
Right. It's a very small hangar. There's a picture in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
He's using it as mini storage. He's using like a mini storage.
I thought you could only put airplanes in there.
But like I said, it's sat empty for the last year and a half.
So what's he going to put in there?
He'll rent it out to somebody else that has an airplane that'll fit in there.
So he will sublet?
No. He'll operate a business. And that business will be offering hangar space, which there's a difference.
There's a slight difference.
Yep. It's not a sublease. That's his business.
He'll rent it for probably $300 or $400 a month.
Does he own more hangars out here?
We're government. No, we're the government, and we will take less. We don't care.
Is there any concern that he will abuse this generosity that we're granting in the low value of this lease?
No, like I said, this is not a low value. It's just a very small lot, and we're charging fair market rent for the lot. Which
sometimes something smaller costs more than something large because of the economy of scale and everything else.
And like I said, we had to increase the size of the lot. Just
location,
to get
location.
It up to
it's
the
got a good location.
But this is a 30 days. This is a month-to-month lease.
Correct.
That we can stop at any point in time with 30 days notice.
Right.
Oh, you mean it's not a 30-year like the others? Oh, okay. Good. Good deal.
Okay. For any reason. I mean, we don't have to have a reason to cancel it?
No reason.
Okay. Keep us on top of this one.
Like I said, this originally was going to get torn down. We had big plans for that lot. If those big plans come back or another set of plans, 30 days and
all right.
Okay.
It's gone.
Read the motion, Mr.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement with Francis Martin for Lot C6 at the Sussex County Airport as presented.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and second to approve the lease agreement read by Mr. Hicken. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Pretty enthusiastic.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'm like Mr. Vincent. Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Mr. Izzo.
I'm going to be good. You said be good. So I'm just being good.
It's hard being good here.
I should have passed these down from the room.
Good afternoon. I have two items on my agenda this afternoon. The first is in regard to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. I see the bid opening date is wrong. I have a handout that we're passing around. We opened up bids in May of 2009, not November 21st, 2006, as it says on the handout. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you pirate an old document. Nonetheless, we had five bidders on the project. This will be for the second of the two contracts for the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. The low bidder was Bunning and Mary Construction Corporation of Selbyville. And you may recall that they were also the low bidder on contract one, which is really a benefit for the contract, having the same contractor work in the area. It makes the coordination of the two contracts that much better. We did have an alternate bid. There was a small development known as Hampton Park in the area. It's an old paper subdivision, but it was prior to us. I won't say it was prior to zoning, but it was prior to us establish our private roads group. And a developer in the 1970s went in and actually sold off lots to individuals. And these people have owned these lots all these years, but they weren't able to build on it because the developer never built the roads. Now we have the checks and balances in place since 1980 that won't happen. But we had a conglomerate of the residents that own lots in the area got together, and they are putting together the process to develop the community with their own funds. We gave them a list of things that they would have to do, such as it was a wooded area, so they've gone in and they cleared the roads and they've graded them up so that they drain. So the next action would be to put sewer into the area. My recommendation is that we award the bid to Bunning and Mary with the alternate bid with Hampton Park included. And if there are any questions, I have a motion that I can
make. Is this the sewer district that came before us last month or sometime? It was concerned
the people
about
who came and
the
complained.
Cost was a lot more than they thought it was going to be, and we're putting a pump house somewhere they wanted to be, or
yeah, they had a series of complaints, and we met with them. Mr. Baker and I met with them this past Friday again. They are basically concerned about the overall cost of the project, and as you can see, you know, the bids are coming in low, so we feel pretty strongly we're going to bring it in lower than the referendum rate.
Okay.
Plus, we've added the stimulus money in, which is in effect another grant, so that's going to help the unit cost. The situation with the pump station being in the community property, we're going to give them some options, but because it would add extra cost to the project, it would be the responsibility of that community to pay those extra costs.
Okay.
So we're going to put together some cost estimates for them. We've already started working on that. And again, we had just met on
Friday.
But
this actually, the bid as it is here with the stimulus money will actually bring it in so their cost would be less than what they voted to do.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. Mm-hmm. So it's good news.
Significantly less.
We don't know.
It's getting over $1 million bucks on that.
20% less?
I think it's too early to tell.
Okay.
To come to definitive
Mike,
numbers.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Mr. Rizzo? Who is the consultant on this, and how much did we pay him?
The consultant is Whitman Reckwart and Associates, and we had a design contract. I'll have to give you approximate numbers. It's approximately $600,000, and we are going to finish up around the $400,000 mark.
For both contracts?
That was a design contract. So design is complete at this point.
So it's for this construction contract plus the previous one,
mm-hmm,
for Johnson's Corner.
Right.
We paid them about $600,000?
No, we paid them about $400,000. The contract total was $600,000, but we do time and material. So if they spend less hours, we pay less money.
So it came under budget.
And it came under budget.
So we... What other costs are associated with that work, Mr. Baker, other than this $3.9 million?
There is another construction contract, and I don't
similar amount. It was about $4 million.
It's $4.1 million, the other contract.
So their $400,000 contract covered both?
Correct.
All right. Very good. Any other questions for Mr. Izzo?
Excuse me?
I said, does other engineers get to bid on this job?
In Delaware, you can't bend.
You can't do that, yeah.
You can't bend. You have to go through a consultant selection process with interviews and evaluations of past work and things of that nature.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I think we've got to bid it. Other engineer firm got to bid the thing, because you can't do that.
We have since the spring, I believe, or at least early summer, selected five consultants.
Correct.
And our engineering department is trying to rotate them to different projects.
Right.
A bit of a checks and balance type system, even though it's not competitively bid, we'll certainly be watching their numbers as they come in.
Well, I would think that would be one way of finding out.
Yes.
That's correct. And my next item will address that, as a matter of fact.
Read your motion, Mr. Izzo.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the engineering department, that the Sussex County project number 08-10, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, Swan Estates, Western Subdivisions, and Pump Station 306 and Pump Station 307 be awarded to Bunning & Murray Construction Corporation of Selbyville, Delaware, at the alternate bid amount of $3,989,781.45, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and/or Rural Utility Service.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we approve the resolution read by Mr. Izzo. Is there any questions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. My next item is a proposed design contract. This is the Woodlands and Millsboro project, which Susie referred to earlier in the meeting. The referendum passed several weeks ago by a vote of 40 for the project, one against. This is a stimulus contract, so we're in a situation where we need to have a construction contract signed by February 17, 2010. So we have a design contract proposal with George Miles and Buehr in the amount of $90,574. And yes, they are one of the five or six engineering consultants that we selected several months ago. They actually had performed some preliminary work on this project before the county was even involved. For rural development, they had enlisted GMB to do a preliminary engineering report to look at various alternatives, so they're already familiar with the project, and it made it just, you know, that much easier to propose using George Miles and Buehr for this project.
Okay.
And I have a motion I can read if there's no questions.
And I'm sorry, those values again, please?
$90,574.
And the engineer's estimate?
The engineer's estimate is $792,000. Now, in this case, you have to recall that the Woodlands of Millsboro has an existing collection system, septic tank system, and part of the process will be to go in and perform an evaluation of that system. One thing that we found since we've been looking at it, that the flows are much higher than they should be, so we think there are some problems with the collection system, and one of the things that GMB will do is an evaluation of the collection system to determine if there are any repairs that need to be made to it. And one reason that's important is because this system is proposed to be connected to the town of Millsboro, and they're going to be paying on a per-gallon basis, $6 per 1,000 gallons. Right now, they're running about 20,000 gallons per day, and if that continues across the whole year, they'd be paying about $40,000 a year just for treatment with the town of Millsboro. So if we can figure out a way to reduce that, make those corrections, and it'll save the community money in the long run. Also, we will be responsible under the Miss Utility laws. The county engineering department is going to have to go in and locate all those lines. We didn't build them. Nobody was there to watch them be built. So one of the other things that GMB will be doing is locating all the lines so that we can perform those Miss Utility locates. So there's cost associated with doing those two work items that are not strictly related to the construction of the project.
When was this built, Don, Mike? This
1994, I believe.
It's a big, great big septic. It's what it is.
It's a community septic system.
Community septic system.
Well, they've got septic tanks for every two homes, and then they go into small diameter lines that go to a drain field that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. I thought during the public hearing process, there was a $1.2 million figure in there. Am I thinking of a different cost?
The $1.2 million includes paying the connection fees to each home. Each home will have to pay a connection fee of $4,000 per home to the town of Millsboro when we connect to the system. And I believe that totals, I have that estimate here.
For the connection fees?
Yeah, it's $4,657 per home, which is a total of $265,000 for the 57 homes. $4,657 per home.
A lot of our consulting proposals have been coming in that 5-7% range. Yeah. This is over 11%, simply economies of scale.
A little bit of economy of scale, but also this extra work they have to do to evaluate what's broken in the system and also to do those locations.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Izzo? Could you read your motion, please?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute an agreement with George Miles & Buehr, LLC of Salisbury, Maryland to provide design services for the Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District at a cost not to exceed $90,574.
Could I get that motion, please?
I got it.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the proposed design contract as read by Mr. Izzo. Is there any questions? I will take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
While you're here, Mike, how's our pipeline doing? Are you getting started?
We've talked to OA Newton, and they want to start within 2 weeks of the construction. We should have the approval before they start. That's the plan.
I was told yesterday that on August 3rd, we can expect the official approval.
And that's when OA Newton can start anyway, so it looks like it's going to work.
Dotting all their I's and crossing their T's.
Maybe they'll find another paper to put it in or something. But that's
maybe.
Mr. Lank.
Yes.
How are you?